Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. AMD announced new chips for ultra-portable notebooks in its Ryzen 7040U series. It launches with four CPUs ranging from 4 to 8 Zen 4 cores with integrated RDNA 3 graphics and an FPGA AI engine called Ryzen AI from its Xilinx unit meant to speed AI workloads. AMD claims it's faster than Apple's M2 SoC. No word on when we'll see laptops with the new chips. This comes as AMD reported its client chip sales, which includes consumer PC chips, fell 65% on the year in Q1. Google rolled out support for switching to passkeys on Google accounts. Google will prompt users for a passkey when detecting suspicious activity, and users can request a one-time sign-in when using a different device. Passkeys can be revoked in Google account settings. Google accounts will also support existing password-based logins for the foreseeable future. Dashlane will roll out a new device-based passwordless login for its password manager in the coming months, which replaces passwords with cryptographic keys using a PIN or biometrics on a mobile device. If that sounds like a passkey, it's similar, but it's not actually a passkey. Chief Product Officer Donald Hassan said the tech wasn't quite ready to use passkeys, and CEO John Bennett said right now, passkeys tend to get stuck in a single ecosystem. Dashlane plans to open source some aspects of its passwordless tech. The information sources say Microsoft plans to offer a version of ChatGPT that will run on private servers for organizations concerned about data leaks or compliance issues. The report says the service could cost as much as 10 times what customers currently pay to use the regular version of ChatGPT. As of May 2nd, Utah requires sites that publish or distribute material deemed harmful to minors to perform age verification for all users. The definition of harmful material mostly applies to adult porn content. In response to the law, Pornhub.com has started serving a video message explaining its opposition to the Utah law and asking visitors to contact their representative. The rest of the site is unavailable. Pornhub already verifies ages in Louisiana in partnership with All Past Trust, but appears to believe the Utah law is not written as well, lacking proper enforcement and provisions for device-based verification. Meta plans to introduce new accounts for businesses called Meta Work Accounts. These will let users access Facebook Business Manager tools without tying it to a personal account. This comes as Meta has found scammers increasingly targeting personal accounts connected to businesses, with scammers using generative AI-based lures more often to compromise accounts. The Verge's sources say TikTok's U.S. head of trust and safety, Eric Han, will leave the company on May 12th. Han has also been named as the head of trust and safety at TikTok U.S. Data Security, the separate entity TikTok created in an attempt to provide data safety guarantees in the U.S. Twitter restored free API access for verified government and publicly owned services that use it for critical purposes, things like transport or emergency notifications. Under Twitter's revamped API pricing, many of these services would have had to have used expensive enterprise-level tiers to continue operating. At the IAB New Fronts conference, Roku introduced a new ad product to automatically run ads next to the most relevant moments on streaming content. This will use contextual AI to search for iconic plot moments that match with a brand message in real time. On May 4th, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will lead a meeting with CEOs from Alphabet, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Anthropic to discuss risks in near-term AI development and how to mitigate them. According to an invite seen by Bloomberg, the meeting will also look at how to make sure Americans benefit from advances in AI while being protected from its harms. LinkedIn began rolling out a new feature to premium subscribers, which will offer an option to let AI draft a message to the hiring team for job candidates. This pulls in profile information, the company information, and hiring manager profile information to create a personalized message. Back in March, Apple won an appeal against the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, preventing it from opening an investigation into the dominance of Apple and Google's mobile browsers. The CMA attempted to appeal that decision, but the Competition Appeal Tribunal refused permission, saying that there are clear laws on the books outlining when the CMA can open a market investigation. The CMA can still appeal to get permission directly from the Court of Appeals. Google announced that with its upcoming Chrome 117 release in September, it will eliminate the lock icon it shows when connecting to a site over an HTTPS connection. The browser will instead show a settings icon, which will show connection and other site data when scrolling over. Google says HTTPS is the default connection on the internet now, and research showed the users assume the lock means a site can be trusted. And finally, Mozilla acquired the startup FakeSpot, which offers tools to help users spot fake product reviews. Mozilla plans to keep supporting FakeSpot's existing site and Chrome plugin, with plans to integrate it into Firefox. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.